athlete David Calvin here, Don Colmy with Igor Kurganov. We've got 10 minutes rapid fire interview questions.
All right.
Igor, before you joined PokerStars, there was a lot going on in the social media and the high rollers and the grinders and professionals saying this and that about PokerStars. Then you get on the inside. What are some of the perceptions that you've busted yourself, that you yourself and other people thought about Stars? Then you've got inside and you started working with them and you thought to yourself, oh, it's not quite like that.
Yeah, there is a few, and actually my perception had changed prior to working with them, because otherwise I wouldn't have, like, if I still had the same view on PokerStars as I did at the time, I wouldn't have joined them. But I learned one thing while being in a relationship with Liv and, like, noticing how she converses with PokerStars, that, which is true about all other companies as well, it's not like one machine, the company. It's a group of individuals running something, with some individuals having one opinion, other individuals having another one. And so I met quite a few people at PokerStars who were very passionate about poker and who very much also were, like, unhappy with some changes that they've made, and, like, that also had a very good vision going forward. And I think some of it shows over this year, and actually over 2017. I mean, with we have the PCA right now running at the lowest rake it has in any year. We have this amazing PokerStars Players Championship coming up. So PokerStars is firing into live events again, and I'm very happy to see that, of course.
And how have you found your transition from Igor doing your own thing to being an ambassador?
I do spend more time thinking about poker from a behind-the-scenes perspective, and beforehand I was interested in how online poker side runs, like what good tournaments are, what are bad ones, etc., in terms of kind of like satisfying the needs of the players who want to make money, and them at the same time the recreationals who want to have a good time, and the company that needs to make money, because, well, the players also are just trying to make money and the company does. You gotta kind of like satisfy both needs, I guess. And so I spend more time thinking about that, and it's been interesting. It's been an interesting problem to solve to some degree.
I noticed that Party Poker have started to have some more high roll events, which they never used to have before.
Yep.
And I know when I spoke to John Duffy right at the beginning, he told me that that was not an area that they were really interested in. Mm-hmm. But then it turned up. What do you think about that? Is because you're within the high roller community. Are we going to see kind of like everyone jumping ship and trying to go to Party? How is that dynamic working at that level?
I think poker players are self-interested and not inherently, what's the word?
They're loyal?
Yeah, they're not loyal to any particular company. They pretty much don't care. Whichever organization runs the better tournament at a better spot, giving better incentives, is the one that's going to be chosen by the players. So I don't think it's going to be a situation of jumping ship or like, no, we want to stay loyal to Stars. It's just going to be whoever runs the better events is going to have more players. And whoever satisfies whatever the people need. And currently, it just means for the poker player that you have more choice, which is good.
More options.
Yep.
And how is the charitable side of things going? I see you run a tournament here in the PCA. Mm-hmm. How successful was that? And do you have deeper entrails in there? Are we, you know, because you look at the World Series Poker One Drop coming on this year. That's different gravy, right? Like the kind of money that's going to the
One Drop. Yeah, the $1 million is huge, of course. Yeah.
How does Reg get there? Are you is that something you're going for, or are you more happy with what you're doing?
I mean, we're looking at running a bigger event as well, and that's partially why we wanted to do one smaller, I mean, in like quotation marks smaller, because it still was a 25K buy-in. But we didn't want to offer like an as high rake as the One Drop does. So we ran it as a 25K plus 1K. The timing was a little bit unfortunate because we did it fairly late, and then the schedule didn't allow for that many players to play. But we raised over 30,000 in that still. And additionally to that, though, over 2017, we had PokerStars donate some of the rake of the online events in the W Coupe and Scoop, which came out to about $250,000. And aside of that, Rec has been doing great. We've been growing every year on year, since 2014 so far. And 2017 will be our strongest year, with, I think, something like $3.5 million moved. So while we don't run a one-drop event, like, we will be, I think, by at around $5 to $5.5 million moved since inception of Rec, which
absolutely happy about.
I interviewed Barry Greenstein the other day, who was the first almost like Robin Hood of poker, yeah, you know, and, yeah, and he said to me that he was really lucky that he got that image, because everybody at the time back then was being really kind with their money, but the world never saw it. It's really interesting that the world is now getting to see it, right?
Definitely. Barry was great. I was reading, when I was getting into poker, I read his book at the time, and I also saw him as you just described, yeah, like, and that kind of gave the otherwise negative view that some people might come from when they see poker for the first time, yeah, like a different light, and it helped me definitely to motivate me as well and like have a better view upon poker in general. Right now, I mean, right now it's also a tougher environment.
Like, is it?
It's definitely, in terms of the earn that a player has over a year, is just smaller than it used to be.
Okay.
And therefore, people just look out more for like how much they can give, etc. While I think personally that like whatever you like, a small percentage still will like increase probably even your own happiness if you give it. At least studies show that. And yeah, I think that it's just a tougher environment. Like, it's fair that people are giving less. Like, it changed as well, like, in our my personal group of people that I used to be in. Like, in 2011, 12, maybe everyone was like, I'll pay dinner. No, I'll pay dinner. Let me pay. And then 13, 14 comes around, and everything gets tougher. Everyone is earning less, and it's like, let's flip for it. No, you know what? Let's write it down.
Yeah. He's got all the way.
15, maybe.
He's got all the way to that now.
Yeah, yeah.
But the PokerStars, are you back on there now?
No, we're good.
Okay. The PokerStars Championships, the PokerStars Players Championship, that's got to be really good for Reggie.
Sounds like
as
a
well,
drug,
right?
Actually.
and I would love to talk to you about it, but that's another time.
No.
That's going to be really good for Reggie as well, right?
For the PokerStars Players Championship?
Well, because you and
you might
Liv are now aligned with PokerStars. That gives you a platform to talk more about it. We're going to have the biggest tournament outside the World Series of Poker.
The thing is, for the most part, what it actually comes down to is it's not that beneficial to talk about it or present it, because it shows that that doesn't that often lead to donations coming. What you actually want are donations, like actual money, because like people, when they're first convinced, they're like, because like the arguments for effective giving are very obvious even. Like, it's like, well, we should use math and science to determine what better organizations are than worse. It's like, of course, every business for many years is doing it, especially since now we have data to benefit that process. But while people agree, they don't necessarily act on it, and getting to the action is the main part. So we're rather going to be looking into having like direct donation options, okay, than kind of like spreading the message more. So we're looking at like doing tournaments or
And the 25K is your opportunity. Is there anything about it you would have changed, would have done slightly different? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, there's a couple of things, but it's still an amazing tournament. Like, we were talking about a couple of different ways how it could be structured, and it's not all fully decided yet. So there's still ongoing conversations. But as I mentioned before, like, it's not it's a group of individuals that is working on it, and there is different opinions. And I think as long as people have good arguments for their opinions, it's a good conversation.
Oh, I get it. So the event is there. It's set in stone. We know when it is. We know the 300 and the platinum pass and all that.
Exactly.
But the actual nitty gritty of how it's going to look like is still not decided.
Right. Like,
players are going to have an influence in that.
Yeah. You can post your opinion. Find any tournament floor or Neil Johnson or PokerStars ambassador like me or Daniel, and like give your opinion on how the, or like write us or whatever, like what you think would be a good idea for an event, and it can still all be incorporated. There is some general guidelines of things that PokerStars wants to achieve, but otherwise, if there's good arguments why it should be like a three chance event, or why it should be very short or very deep or something like that, like all of that can be incorporated.
And are you unduly concerned that with the 300 that will be like reg heavy? Would you like to see more recreational players? Have you thought about that?
Well, currently it is not. It's also still in discussion, like where the seats are going to go to. Mm. But I definitely favor for them to mostly go out to recreational players because the regs will come anyway.
I like that. So you can see the reg balance at the end, and at the end just give them all out on spinagles or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what we'll be aiming at as well, for the most part. There will still be some for like the main achievements, because it is a poker players championship, so like the main event winners will get one. But like that comes to 5 or 7 players than like some other events. So you'll have like 20 very strong players for sure out of the 320. 320 seats, actually. And yeah, there's still going to be over 200 that are given out in, I think, like pretty random situations. Okay, it's great.
Igor, I'll let you get back to your tournament. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
And you.
Thanks.